Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and today I'm pleased to welcome back Edward Thomas from Jim Marine. How are you?
I'm really well, Ria. Thank you very much for having us.
It's you, but that's okay. You are sort of representing not only Jim Marine, but as well Yacht Carbon Offsite Set, and that is why we have you on here today, because yesterday, pretty much straight across social media and the yachting circles, you announced a bit of a challenge. Can you tell us what this is?
We did, yes. We've announced the Green Wings Challenge. You can search for it with hashtag Green Wings Challenge. Those are the hashtag tans. I learned about them yesterday. And what we're doing is we are challenging yachting CEOs and other travel mad professionals to go back through their diaries for 2019 and calculate all of the flights that they did. So I did. It took me about 25 minutes. I went back through my calendar and I found that in 2019, I'd done 38 international flights. And I sent that to Yacht Carbon Offset. And they did I don't know how they did it, but they did a big calculation based on my mileage and came up with a figure of 10 tons of greenhouse gases that I contributed to the atmosphere. So So I paid to offset them, and I kept asking people, you know, how much do you think that's going to cost? And while I was waiting for the quote, I had no idea. And I asked Zoe, my fiance, and she said, oh, it'll probably be about £1,000. And a couple of other people said, what do you think it's going to be? 200-300. Can you guess how much it cost, Ria? You probably can. You've watched the video.
I watched the video, yeah.
£95. So it got me thinking, well, why is everyone not doing this? It's such an easy, low effort way of reducing our carbon footprint and helping us all, you know, give back a little bit. We all profit from our travel, and our business has grown rapidly due to the ability to hop around Europe on budget airlines and things, and giving a little back has been nice. And so we started the Green Wings Challenge, and we launched it yesterday to the yachting industry, and the take up we've had has been amazing. We offset on day one, and this is the first release of this figure with you, Ria. So, we offset on day one over 1.5 million kilometers of air traveled miles just from yacht industry CEOs, which is amazing, unbelievable. But we've got a massive target of about 7.8 million. So,
You know what? One thing I wanted to say before we carry on was that you gave an interesting visual about how much that carbon gas is. It was, you know, on a ship, how many tons that looked like. So somebody could actually picture that in their head.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, so my contribution in 2019 from my flying was around 10 tons of greenhouse gases. So if you imagine a 40-foot storage container, the sort you might see on an ocean liner, 10 of those stacked up together times 10 would be not even close to the amount of gas that I've managed to generate through my flying. And yeah, it is a scary figure thinking that I, within the challenge already, I've not been even close to the top of the league table in the people that we've had taking on the challenge. So if you put all of our containers together so far, we'd probably be looking at something like Rotterdam Port by the end of next week. So we need, yeah. And it has been, and Yacht Carbon Offset have been fantastic in as much as not only have they educated me and the other trustees on the Wall of Trustees about just how easy and actually comparatively cheap it is at €2 per passenger kilometer to offset flights, they've also helped me sort of understand the impact that I've had through flying by presenting these amazing visuals in using the metaphor of the shipping containers and all the rest of it. And that really has helped me to understand better what my impact is and sort of make the challenge a bit more accessible for other yachting CEOs. And that's really, really been a great thing, because we've had the likes of Wyco, the two founders of Wyco, Gary and Charlie, have both been kind enough to offset their emissions with us. We've had Pascal, Andrew and Jason from Raymond Langton Design. We've got a huge roster of other designers and yacht companies lining up now to take on the challenge. Just today, we've had Jenny Matthews from She of the Sea, who's got in touch and got involved. So yeah, it's absolutely fantastic, and all of the support we've had is incredible, and from you as well, Ria, of course, giving us the platform to chat about it.
Well, you know, I would sign up, but to be absolutely honest, I've been stuck in front of a computer screen for so long that I haven't flown anywhere.
Well, doing well, but I'm sure there are other ways that we can all try and do a bit better with our businesses and our personal consumption as well. I mean, you know, we see the Green Wings Challenge not as a standalone marketing initiative for Jim Marine or a standalone charitable initiative, whatever you want to call it. It's very much firing the starting gun on our new sustainability ethos as a company. And that's been inspired actually by one of our customers, Winch Design, who are fantastically aware of, you know, the impact that their projects and their suppliers have on the industry. And they've sort of kicked us into action with our own sustainability ethos. We're going to be doing things like we're going to be giving all of our fulfillment journeys within when we do our quotes, a sustainability score. And we're going to make our clients aware of, you know, what measures we've taken to reduce the carbon footprint of their shipments, such as combining two shipments into one, or using or putting shipments onto the same pallets and using the same truck and things like that. And we're also going to start giving some of our products sustainability scores. So, you know, when we're manufacturing our own products within our own GM custom range, we're using sustainably sourced wood. It's a word I need to learn to say, really. We're also using for our new steel dumbbells, leftover waste steel from industrial processes, which is really cool. And I'm really excited about that. So, yeah, this is just the beginning for us. But if we can get to the 7.8 million kilometers and complete the Green Wings Challenge, I'll be incredibly proud of everyone, really.
Well, I mean, within the yachting industry, when it is a normal year, of course, 2020, everything was canceled. So, you know, nobody went anywhere. But if you take a look at 2019, you know, every single yacht show, it's not just one person. It's, you know, your team of people that are going somewhere and you're flying back. And, you know, within weeks after that, because, of course, you've made some connections, you're flying somewhere else and you're flying somewhere else. And, you know, the cycle just continues once the season sort of kicks off. So I can imagine that it won't take that long to get as many miles as you're looking for when you really think about it within the yachting industry, if everybody participates.
No, well, that's what we need. We need participation. And you know, when you look at some of the companies that have already signed up to the Green Wings Challenge, you look at Wyco as an example. They are a fantastically environmentally friendly company. They're very conscious and they do a lot. The two founders themselves are flying over 100 times a year each. And, you know, if they're flying that much, you know, as a whole company, they must be doing a huge amount of air kilometers. So, you know, if we can get the participation for the challenge, then that's great. But I think the wider goal for the challenge is to help people, you know, open their eyes a bit to the fact that this is such an easy way to make a difference. And it doesn't cost a huge amount. And it's very simple to do. The way it works, just to fill you in a bit more with Yacht Carbon Offset, who've been really, really supportive of the campaign, and I love what they do. The money that you put into the Green Wings Challenge, that goes into carbon credits. And those carbon credits are then invested into greenhouse gas reduction projects in coastal areas, and in areas which are regularly frequented by super yachts. So all of the projects are appropriate to the yachting industry. And, you know, for example, my £95, which offset my 2019 flights, those carbon credits went to a wind farm project in Aruba in the Caribbean. So the idea is that we want to, you know, invest in projects which will make a difference now rather than in 100 years. You know, there's a big argument around tree planting versus sustainable energy projects. And, you know, there are some schools of thought that tree planting is fantastic, but you don't see the benefit of a fully grown tree for perhaps, you know, 50 to 100 years. So the investments are spread around amongst longer term carbon offsetting schemes like tree planting and shorter term, you know, hard hitting energy projects like the Aruba Wind Farm, for example, which, you know, that's going to make a difference within our lifetimes. So, yeah, it's an exciting thing. I think that that everyone can get involved. It's really easy.
Do you have any choice in where your carbon offset money goes, or, you know, do they just tell you where it's gone?
York Carbon Offset, they have an amazing selection of the projects that they work on already on their website, which you can go and have a look at. And I know that they are very open to discussing particular passion projects within that roster for anyone that wants to offset. And they do give you the option on their site to, you know, to browse through those and pick any that you like if you want to find out more, if you want to direct your money at that. At that thing, so yeah, I mean that's definitely an option that they offer, and that's something that I would definitely recommend anyone that's interested to take a look at their site and then also contact them and have a chat around how you might be able to have a more widespread relationship with them. But first, we want you to take the Green Wings Challenge.
Very well. We'll provide all of the information underneath this interview, but you know the one thing that really does excite me about this is that. There are different plans around the world where you offset your carbon footprint, but I mean, they're not very open, as I would say, to where that money is going. And the fact that, you know, Yacht Carbon Offset is actually very, you know, the books are open. Here it is. This is what you can put your money towards. You can actually talk about where you're putting your money towards. That's really exciting. And I think it's important for people to realize that I think it gives you a sense of pride as well. You know what? I did my carbon offset for all the flights I took. And because of that, this wind farm is doing this. And because of that, you know, this forest has been planted wherever. Or, you know, it's nice to feel a sense of ownership and a sense of pride, I think.
It is. And, you know, for me as well, the sense of ownership and the sense of pride in this campaign, the Green Wings Challenge, is watching our progress bar tick up. And, you know, to have got to 1.5 million kilometres on day one is amazing. But I know that we can do more. And, you know, I just implore anyone that's interested or has seen it thus far to get in touch with us, go back through those diaries and have a stab at it, because together we can make a huge difference. And you know, when we get to the end of it, there will be that sense of ownership and that sense of pride that we've achieved something as an industry, which, you know, on the face of it, we do burn a lot of fuel. We do consume a lot of unnecessary things as a, you know, in the luxury market. So, you know, if it's just a case of spending 20 to 30 minutes back through your flights and sending us an email at greenwings@jimmarine.com, that's a small price to pay for essentially what is something that is going to have an effect for many generations to come. So please, please, please get involved.
The water is what makes yachting yachting. I mean, if it weren't for the ocean and the seas and the rivers and anywhere that you can put a floating object, you know, we wouldn't have this industry. So we need to make sure that we take care of it so that we can continue to do what we love for many years to come.
Of course. And there are so many initiatives out there as well, which you can get involved with in the ocean side of things. You know, WICO, who are one of our trustees with the Green Wings Challenge, they are heavily involved with the Clearwater Initiative, which is absolutely fantastic. You should definitely take a look at that if you can. And you know, similarly, over the years, Boat International, who've also been involved, they've got a huge, huge selection of ocean charities that they support and work that they do. So, you know, let's all come at this together. You know, let's make our miles count, and hopefully we can achieve a greener, healthier planet.
Wonderful. Well, you know what? All of this information is going to be below this interview when it airs. I do encourage people to go and do their part as well when you do reach it, because I know you will reach your goal. I would like you to come back on board and talk about it and issue another challenge. I think that'd be quite interesting.
Good. All right. Well, let's have a think about that. Ria, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. It's amazing. And it's a great pleasure to have featured on Yachting International Radio, not once, but twice in this month.
Bless you. And I hear there's congratulations in order for you, because you're getting married tomorrow.
I am. Yes. Yeah. I'm particularly excited. Wedding preparations today. Rehearsal tomorrow night, and the actual ceremony's on Saturday. So it's a big weekend, and then we are going to Antigua, albeit by aeroplane. Although I have to say, I'm going to be feeling a lot less guilty when I sit on it this time.
True enough. Well, thank you once again. I'll let you get back to all your preparations, and don't forget to show up at the church on time.
Thank you very much for your take care.
Take care. Once again, you've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. Our thanks goes out to CEO of Jim Marine, Edward Thomas. Please do head over and do the hashtag Green Wings Challenge. We'll catch you next time on another episode right here on Yachting International Radio.
Thank you.